Hey, parents and teachers, do you know a young hero in your life? A kid who shows real courage, kindness or strength, even when things are a little tough? We want to celebrate them on Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're looking for Cork's mini heroes. Today we'll feature one incredible kid as we build an entire team for a very special VIP day at Fota Wildlife Park. And later that day, our mini heroes will be on the pitch with the Munster rugby team on October 5th as part of their special guard of honour. If you know a mini hero, visit redfm.ie/mini heroes and submit their story. Let's give these amazing kids the recognition they deserve, because every hero, no matter how small, deserves to shine. Red FM's Mini Heroes with Blackpool Shopping District. Blackpool, everything's waiting for you.
It's time for Cork's Mini Heroes. We're looking for Cork's Superhero Kids.
Yes, we are. And again, thanks to our crew at Blackpool Shopping District. Everything awaits you at Blackpool for helping us put this big day together.
Yeah.
For some very, very special kids. Let me give a chat to Craig. Craig's on the line. Good morning, sir. How are you?
How are you, Casey?
Lovely to meet you, Craig. Lovely to meet you. I've been reading all about you and reading your story about you and your two little girls. I'll just read a bit of the email that you sent into us. On September the 21st, 2003... 23, yes. September 21st, 2023, my beautiful daughters, Ali and Keila, lost their incredible mother. She lost her unbelievable fight with cancer, leaving behind the most heartbroken and bravest kids on the planet. It was the first anniversary last Saturday, and we've been blown away by the incredible strength that the kids have shown all year round. They've just been excelling in sports and in school. They haven't dropped off with attendance. And like most dads in this situation, I wondered how I was going to get through this and how I was going to get, you know, help them get through the whole scenario.
Yeah.
It's a conversation that no parent should have to have with their kids. Craig, how did you do it? How did you approach something like this with two small girls?
Well, the one good thing we had was, the only positive really, was that we had so much time that they knew it was happening. They knew it was eventually going to happen.
Yeah.
Which made it slightly easier. But he's just coming home to tell them, like, it happened during the night, so they were asleep. And to go home and tell them that their mom had went to heaven. I don't know how I done it.
Yeah.
Definitely the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life.
I would imagine so, yeah.
So you had lots of conversations about what was happening. And how do kids, you know, that small, I mean, the girls are what, 11 and 9. How do they process that stuff?
In 2022, Sarah got a pain in her ribs. She had no symptoms, nothing. It came out of nowhere. She was healthy. To be honest, if you looked at the two of us and you said one of them was dying, people would have been shaking my hand saying sorry there. So it was crazy how well and how fit she was, and that she got a pain in her ribs. She ended up in hospital. She couldn't breathe. And then we found out that she had cancer all over her body, and she was given eight months max to live, which then she got very, very sick at the start of November into December. And she was given 2 weeks to live, Christmas 22 or 21. Christmas 22, she was given 2 weeks to live and ended up getting 8 months. Like, so we've had many conversations. So like, they kind of expected it to happen, and like, she'd have good weeks and bad weeks. So there was weeks you were kind of thinking it's definitely going to happen now, and then there was weeks we were thinking she's the miracle that's got through this, you know. But
yeah,
unfortunately, it was just a dream, I suppose, more than anything else.
How are you coping, Craig? You're carrying this, you know, as a dad with two girls on your own now. I hope you have a good network of friends and family around you. But how are you doing with the whole thing?
Yeah, it's hard. Like, it is hard. There's you wonder why. Like,
yeah,
it's not fair.
Of course,
but you just have to keep going. You know,
you got to rock on.
And do the girls keep going, Craig?
They do. That's actually, people ask me where you get your strength from, and it's like, you wake up and it's them. They want to go to school. They want to do their sport. They don't want to feel sorry. They just want to keep plowing on, you know. And I made her a promise on the last conversation we had that I keep on smiling.
Yeah.
It's her favourite thing to do, she said. And she's like, you're a messer. Just please keep the kids laughing. Please keep them smiling.
That's what you need.
So I try. I try every day. Yeah. I do have a lot of support. I have a lot of help. Work are amazing. Doreen Bakery, they work around my shift with school and everything. Like, if I can't do something, they're unbelievable.
What's the name of the company you're working for, Craig?
Dorian Bakery out in Bishopstown.
Good on you, lads. Well done. Well done.
They just work around me and have supported me since the very start. And,
fantastic.
If I can't come to work or the kids had an off day and didn't want to go to school or go to school, they were too upset. Like, I just ring and they're like, that's okay, we'll see you tomorrow, hopefully. You know,
that's amazing.
Like, that's a great pressure off me. My own family, my own friends, everyone like that. And the girls, they're just lucky to have so many people around that care about them, you know.
You have two little mini heroes there. Can we have a chat to Keela first, if you don't mind, Craig?
You can, no problem.
I hope she's there. This is the amazing little Keela. Keela, how are you?
Good.
I hear your big sister, Ali, takes great care of you. What does she do?
She does my hair, and when my mum was sick, when I used to get sad, she would cuddle me and stuff. And when my mum died, she came into the class and I was crying and she wiped my tears and she cuddled me and stuff. And it just made me not upset anymore. So she's always there for me.
She's the best big sister in the world. And you're an amazing little girl. Do you know that? And I hear you love Fota. So can we ask you a big question? Will you and Ali be mini heroes number 7?
Yeah!
Oh, we'd love to have you on the superhero bus. Can I have a quick word with Ali? Hey,
yeah.
Ali, you're the best. You know that?
I know.
You are. You are an amazing little girl. For stepping into that role at 11 years old, helping out your little sister.
Well done, Ali.
You are a little mini hero, and we can't wait to get you on board the bus, bring you to Fota, and you will be on the pitch with Munster Rugby as the official mascot and the guard of honour. So, Ali and Keela, thank you for all you do, and it's lovely to hear from you, and Dad Craig as well. Guys, we will see you on the 5th of October, okay?
Thanks.
Thank you so much. See you later, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thanks Craig. Thank well done.
Thank you.
Coming on the air having to tell a story like that, but what an incredible family. That's Mini Heroes number 7 on the bus with Blackpool Shopping Centre and Shopping District. Thank you for all your stories. They're incredible. They really are. Did anybody see the man who's effectively known as Slurry Man?
Yeah. He's my new hero.
Slurry Man over the weekend. This is Owen from Mitchellstown. Everybody was loving this lad. He did a video on the Agri, I think it's called Agriland Instagram page. They just went up to him. They were doing these little Vox Pop interviews. You know the way they find all these mad characters?
Yeah.
And Owen just went up, and the world's most enthusiastic man for slurry.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't know what slurry is, you're not from a farming background, or maybe you're aware, but you know when you're driving through a particular part of Cork at a certain time of year and the air is filled with the odour of cow sh-, you know that? That is slurry.
Yeah.
That's the slurry. And you've spread it on the land because it's a very effective fertiliser.
Yeah.
So this is Owen's chat.
Owen Lynch from Mitchellstown, Cork, Munster. Anything in particular you have an interest in at the ploughing? Or
slurry. Jez, I love the slurry gear. Lot of slurry. I just think about slurry, I eat slurry, and dream about slurry. That's my motto now, so yeah.
And sure, what are you going to do now when the season's wrapped up on the 1st of October?
Spread parlour washings. That's what we're going to go at now, spreading parlour washings.
And what kind of a tractor would you catch you in now?
KS165 now would be my baby now. I wouldn't like to be seen in a John Deere now, but that's the crack now.
And how do you like the cases?
Savage job now, super job. They're well manufactured now, in fairness to them. We deal with a crowd, Lynch McCarthy, along Cork, and they're savage dealers though, in fairness. A big shout out to them. So yeah,
fair play to you for coming over. Thanks a million. Enjoy your day.
There you go, that's Slurry Man, everybody.
I've no idea what I just don't know what happened in that interview.
I wouldn't expect a girl from London to understand.
No.
Morning, Owen, how are you?
Good now. How are things, Casey?
Not too bad, buddy. Now, how are you keeping?
See, well, I'm still a bit shocked how it's after going so well. Yeah. But, no, I'm keeping well.
You are the Irish hawk too, girl.
I'm getting that a lot as well.
Yeah.
Everybody fell in love with you, buddy. You were just randomly walking past the gang at the ploughing championship, and they called you over. And you.
In fairness, like Agri Lend are very accommodating anyway, up till that anyway. And,
yeah.
They had no problem, like, and just went up, and he started asking me questions, and I suppose it just came out of my mouth after that. Then, and
yep, the slurry came flooding out of your mouth.
That's right.
Yeah, but I said then I couldn't really take back. So look, I was happy, like, you know, in fairness, I didn't offend anyone, I hope, anyway.
Not at all. How could you offend anybody? You were brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Like, I mean, I'd say you're just getting calls from all over the place now with people trying to get a hold of you.
Yeah, no. In fairness, a lot of people have really, you know, supported me. You know, a lot of people that from all sides of the world, the country.
Yeah.
Like, well done and everything. Like, there's been very little negative to it. But I am getting a lot of phone calls now. In fairness,
Casey, you speak tractor, don't you?
I speak tractor.
Casey speaks tractor. So you're going to do all right here now, Owen. Go on, off you go.
Let's have a chat as if the two of us are out the back of your farm. All right. Some crack at the ploughing, lead. Savage, carry on.
Some crack.
Oh, lead to bear all out. Oh, so
what are you spitting around in, lead? You in the old case 165, are you?
David machine.
Yeah, so she's fair powerful. I'd say she'd suck diesel up through the arse of your throat, or lead. Would you hit the diff in an old John Deere, lead?
Oh, I wouldn't be seeing him on the
Wouldn't be seeing dead in one of them. Give me a yoke with plenty of pork, lead. Plenty of pork. That's what you need. Are you spreading the old parallel washings, lead?
1st of October now.
1st of October. We flat to the Met. Jesus, what you do the weekend, lad? Do you know what I meant? No, I have to horse a load of molasses onto the silage, lad. As the grandmother would say after 20 pints, don't be in a hurry, horse on the slurry. See? You didn't believe I could speak.
I don't know what you're going on
I
about.
Could speak fluent tractor.
Yeah, it sounds it.
Owen, is there going to be a range of merchandise now? Oh, can we have slurry man hats and t-shirts and coats and maybe even your own kind of slurry equipment?
Yeah.
It's in the making.
There you go.
Really? Yeah. Bigger things happening for Slurry Man.
It's in the making. I'll make sure to send you up the care package.
Oh, absolutely. Come here. Like, what age are you, Owen?
17.
You're 17 years old. This is incredible.
Oh, and you're unreal. Do you know that?
And do you work, like, are you still in school or are you working on a farm or what's the crack?
Well, farming at home, like, but I try my best to go into school anyway. But
whatever.
Yeah,
the real education is on the land, Owen. That's where you pick up your.
As my ag science teacher said, like, the only thing that will make money in a farm for you is your soil.
This is true.
You're not going to be mining your soil 20. If you're not going to be mining your soil 24 hours a day,
that's for sure.
Not going into farming.
I've never met a man who's been so passionate about cow manure. This is very exciting. And Owen, I wish you nothing but the best of luck. Just if you want to check out Owen's video, it's on my Instagram page. It's KC Show Cork. You can check out the little clip that's there. The amount of women that are swooning over you, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know. I was saying to one of the lads last night, it's like an Argus catalogue. You have A to C, every sort.
And are you single, Owen?
Yeah.
You are?
Just about.
I'm telling you, you'll be spreading more than slurry now in a while, lad.
Get up on that. We'll see what Santa brings for Christmas.
Anyway. Good man yourself. Slurry man, everybody, that's Owen.
You're a legend.
Take care, Owen.
Thanks, Owen.
Stay in touch, man.
Slurry. Jez, I love the slurry gear. Lot of slurry. I just think about slurry. I eat slurry and dream about slurry.
I just woke up from a dream.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Good morning, Ali.
Morning, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Ali is admin in CUH, is that correct?
That's right,
Yes.
So you're a problem solver then. Ali's dealing with issues day in, day out. Very good. How long are you working in CUH?
Only for about 4 months.
Okay.
Very good.
You're quite new to it.
They're an amazing gang up there. I've such great time for all the crew up there.
You see, she has to say yes because they could be listening.
Well, they are.
There's no hiding, unfortunately.
Yeah. Red tends to be on in most wards up in CUH anytime I've been up there. So, yeah, you're right. Just play it cool, Ellie. Play it cool. All right, listen, the best of luck. 10 questions. You have to give us an answer for every single one of them. You get 10 out of 10. You win a grand. If you don't, we'll give you a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Ali, let's roll.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, what doctor spoke to the animals?
Dr. Doolittle.
What side of the road do they drive on when you're in Portugal?
The right-hand side.
The original Westlife had how many members?
5.
Lewis Capaldi is from what country?
Scotland.
What Cork man once captained Manchester United? The obvious one. The obvious one. The big guy from Cork, from Mayfield. All credit to Captain of Man United. First name Roy. How's it going? Second name Keane. Like Roy Keane.
Roy Keane.
Question 6. In Cork, what is the gatch? What is a gatch?
Like his wall.
Okay, question 7. How many Lord of the Rings movies are there?
12.
What is the surname of the sisters in the Hocus Pocus movies?
Not a clue.
Oh no, Ali, you were rocking it.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, Roy Keane ruined your game.
Sorry.
He came in with a sliding tackle and killed the quiz.
Yeah.
You got Dr. Doolittle, Portugal on the right, 5 in Westlife, Scotland. Roy Keane was the answer to number 5. The Walker, the Gatch is the Walker, the Strut.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings have 3 movies. There was 3 films. Hey, close enough. And the surname of the sisters in Hocus Pocus?
No idea.
The Winifreds. Okay. The Winifred sisters, yeah.
There you go.
Ali, you did great until we got to number 8, unfortunately. So it's
done, Ali.
It's a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. We'll talk to you another day, I hope, okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye. Ali. Back to work now. No more messing on the radio. Have a good one. There's old man Rory.
Hello.
There's Victoria Nichols.
Thank God you didn't say old woman Victoria.
Young lady.
Young lady.
I have a question for you all. You go for dinner and there's 10 of you.
Yeah.
All right. A load of friends. You all book a place. You're sitting around and you're planning to munch. And then the drinks come out first, normally.
Yeah.
They try and get a few scoops into you. It's a little tactic from the restaurant. Hit them with the drinks first, okay? Get them settled. Then they'll order the most expensive stuff. And then you all sit around and you order your food and the food comes. Some choose starters, some go, no, I'm just going to go for a main. Other people, maybe one or two around the table, aren't drinking. They're not having a few scoops. But then the bill comes. All right? Now, this has happened so many times when we've been on nights out. And someone decides from the table that they're going to, no, I'm just going to have my own, I'm going to split my own bill. I'm going to take care of my, I didn't have that. No, I didn't have that. And I didn't have that and I just had this.
Right.
What's your thoughts on it?
Well, is the person who's splitting the bill, were they drinking or not drinking?
They might not have been. So do you think it's fair that everyone else gets to, they're subsidising someone else's night out?
No, I don't think so. Do you?
So they should. So what do they do? Do they need to just split, order their own bill when they get there?
I was out to dinner with some friends on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and some were drinking and some weren't.
Yeah.
And we just went round the table and everybody paid for whatever they'd had.
But that, you're sitting there adding up.
I know you are, but there's a big difference between paying, say, 35 quid and paying
and 60 bucks,
75
yeah,
quid.
Yeah.
Because that's probably what you're talking about in the difference.
You're up with your friends. Just split the bill, lads.
What do you guys think? Do you think split it evenly?
I'm kind of like, you're all out together. You should be splitting it. Like,
okay, yeah.
You know, like, but can you ask for a drinks bill separate in a restaurant? Does anyone work in a restaurant? Can you ask them for a separate one?
That's a good point.
For the drinks?
That's a good point.
And
though.
Then,
yeah.
You know, whoever's having scoops can pay for
but
it.
But then you're still not splitting the bill, are you? You're actually still itemising.
You don't want to be the one to do that, though, because then you'll be known as a scant in your group for the rest
of
your
life. So is that what it is? Actually, it's like street cred. It's
you'll be known as Roar the Scant.
Okay.
Roar the Scant.
Look at him there, the scanty head in him.
You're known as that anyway.
Bats fly out of your wallet, kid.
I don't know. I just think if you're not drinking, why should you add an extra 40 or 50 quid onto the bill? But if you are drinking, then fair enough.
How much drink are you drinking if you're all spending like 40 quid extra?
This is Ireland, lads.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Comedian Ger Staunton has a brilliant bit on it.
I know in these work parties, I've done them, you know, and you're doing the meal and there's always one owl one sitting at the end of the table saying things like, are we going to be splitting the bill? Will we be splitting it equally? Because it's just, you know, I didn't have starter. So would it be fair to split it equally? And I'm like, Maureen, I had more wine just because you're here.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Time, Red FM.
All right, what have you got?
Okay, Lady Gaga was asked on 60 Minutes Australia. This is about the ongoing rumours that she's actually a hermaphrodite,
okay,
or a man, as you might say. Have a listen to the interview, see what she says.
That rumour word that you had a male appendage, that you were a hermaphrodite, and you joked about it on the stage last night.
Maybe I do.
But it's interesting.
Would it be so terrible?
But it's interesting. A lot of artists would immediately put out some sort of statement saying this is absolutely not true. You have fun with it.
So why the hell am I going to waste my time and give a press release about whether or not I have a penis? My fans don't care, and neither do I.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, I like the way she's eating something all the way through the interview. Like she forgot she was going to be on 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
She was actually asked the same question some years ago in an interview by Bill Gates.
In my early 20s, there was a rumor that I was a man. And I went all over the world. I mean, I traveled for tours, for promoting my records, and almost every interview I sat in, they said, you know, well, there was this imagery on the internet that had been doctored.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, you know, like, there's this rumor that you're a man. Like, what do you have to say about that? The reason I didn't answer the question was because I didn't feel like a victim with that lie, but I thought about, like, what about a kid that's being accused of that, that would think a public figure like me would feel shame? It's like, sometimes, I guess what I'm saying is I've been in situations where fixing a rumor was not in the best interest of the well-being of other people.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She was more concerned about the well-being of other people than actually clarifying what she actually is.
Yeah, and she just played with the rumours and would, like, say what you want about me, I don't really care.
I think hats off to her. I think that's a really good response.
I remember seeing her at the counter of
you interviewed her.
This is the first time she played at the Marquee. We got, okay, like 15 minutes with her down in the Radisson Hotel in Little Island.
And did you think about anything like that?
No, 100%. Yeah. Absolutely no questions asked. And she was sitting down when we went into the room to interview her. She was sitting down. She was in this kind of yoga meditative pose, legs crossed, right, and she had incense burning. The room was really dark, and she was under this kind of lacy tent. It was a kind of and then we kind of sit in beside her to do the interview.
I can't imagine you getting inside a lacy tent, Casey. Took a bit of manoeuvring. It was big long legs.
Steph and Lenny had to crawl in. All right, Gaga, what's crack?
All right, Gaga.
And then afterwards, she went down to the Rising Tide Bar, and she sat up at the counter with a load of old fellas.
Oh, I love it.
And she like, they were all like, "What'd you do yourself? Lady Go-Go, is it?" And she was supping on Murphy's with the lads for about an hour. She gave them all tickets and headed away with her entourage.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
She's a cool customer, I think.
I like her.
Anyway.
I like her a lot, yeah.
Robbie Williams is rumoured to have turned down one of these massive Las Vegas residencies. I don't know why, but apparently they've been trying to get him for ages. There's something else going on there, and I don't know what it is, but why is he turning that down? Don't you make an absolute fortune?
Oh, yeah. The money's insane.
I mean, maybe he does still have a few quid, but it was a while ago, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what's going on there, but no, he's turned it down, said no thanks.
I was reading an article about a lady who went to the Amazon, lived with some of the lads, the old tribes in the Amazon. She just decided she'd had enough of the rat race, enough of corporate life. She wanted to get away from it all. Now she's back. She's back working in an office after her trip to the Amazon, and she has decided that after her trip, she will now only shower once a month.
Oh. Like the Hagen.
Like the what?
Like me.
Don't do that to me.
Do you only shower once a month?
He does not.
You're winding up here.
I'd have told him by now.
You would have.
You're winding up here.
Kelly would just say, "Roar, you stink."
Yeah.
I would have.
Straight up, no messing.
No bother, I would have said it.
Is it once a week?
Roar, please don't even go once a week.
He's looking very...
Maybe.
He's unsure.
See, that's fine. Maybe. That's fine. No, you're joking.
You are, you have to be on
every
a wind
day.
Up.
I don't know. I think that there's something going on there.
I'm sometimes I'm twice a day.
Yes, am I?
Yeah, thanks.
Twice a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, depending
why?
If I exercise.
Morning and evening.
Yeah, if you go out for a walk, you do any bit of exercise at all, you need an old wash down. You need the old lobby wash down, sunshine. But for people that you work with, if you have a situation where, you know, there's flies around them, how do you approach that?
It's a tough one, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, people have subtly left, you know, bottles of deodorant on desks and
whatnot. I was going to say, just start spraying them with air freshener.
Do you know what the problem is, lads? It might not be necessarily that they're not showering. It could be to do with smelly clothes.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a big problem.
Smelly clothes is a huge problem. When people wear them, put them in a pile in the corner, don't wash them, and then go, I'll grab that and put it on again.
Smelly clothes, smelly clothes. Why are you wearing them?
Seriously, though.
Smelly clothes, smelly clothes. Please change your underwear. You put them on a smelly pile. You do not wash them. For a while,
altogether smelly clothes,
smelly clothes, and why are you wearing them?
That might be the issue, I'm just saying.
Are you trying to tell us something?
It's the 24th of September. Do you want to describe that photo that your man David just sent in to me? Thanks, David Crowley. Love that.
Well, it's basically a woman and a man scoring in the kitchen,
having a shift.
But the man's back is up against a humming fridge freezer.
Mm-hmm.
And it says at the top, by the way, the woman is carrying the man.
Carrying the man, and his legs are wrapped around her.
The woman, yeah. And his back is up against the humming freezer. And it says, this is how men with electric cars like to be kissed. Is it true, Casey?
When I saw this picture, I thought of Casey after buying his electric car.
Is it true?
Hey, Crowley, you've probably been to the petrol station three times in the last week. You've probably dropped, I don't know, 80, 90 quid. I haven't been there in 8 days.
Haven't you?
No.
That's actually really nice, isn't it?
It's like I charged it up last Wednesday. Sorry, Tuesday. And what are we? 7 days. Yeah. And there's still 150 on the clock.
I wonder, is it like a mobile phone? Like the more you use it, the less battery time you get.
Oh, it does, without doubt, the battery, you know.
Because it's brand spanking new at the minute, isn't it?
No, it's not a new car. It's 3 years old.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Jesus,
well, that's
no,
still very good.
That's why there's huge, huge value in the electric cars at the moment, because the prices came crashing down if you're thinking of getting one.
Okay.
But I will say this.
Yeah.
Do you know what's lovely?
Are you a convert? You are, aren't you?
I'm pretty much. Yeah.
I can tell by you. Just big gloaty head on you.
You know, 170 whatever a litre is not doing it for me anymore.
Yeah, it's expensive.
It's pretty expensive. But do you know what's lovely about it?
Yeah.
It's got this yoke Fandango on the app. You can control it on an app, okay?
Control the car.
You control the car. So you can't drive it with an app, obviously, but there's loads of things you can press little buttons and the lights come on and all that kind of stuff.
That's pretty cool.
But when you get into it at 5 o'clock in the morning, do you know what it's done? It's the heat is on, the seats are heated, and the windows are all cleared. It kicks in 15 minutes before you take off.
How does it know you're going to take off?
You set a timer on it for 5 a.m.
Oh, that's pretty fancy.
Oh, you'd love that, wouldn't you?
It's like a little chauffeur's there waiting for you.
Nice little
Good morning,
warm.
Mr. Cunningham.
Nice little warm hoo-ha when you get into the car.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Who are you shifting up against the fridge now, David?
Red FM's Cash Machine.
I was going to say, Dave, the only person you're shifted up against the old fridge is the oil companies.
Oh.
The oil companies that are screwing you. But anyway.
Come on, Dave, give us a comeback to
no
that.
No money messing with you, buddy. Right, what have we got for you? 200 grand with your name on it. Hey, Dave, you can buy a nice electric car with that if you win. Friday, it's going to go. It's guaranteed. And you need to be in it if you're not already there from last week. If you are in for last week's draw, you're already in, so you don't need to apply again. So, if you're not, and you want to play for 200 grand guaranteed, all you got to do is text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. You must be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations, and the T's and C's right now are at redfm.ie. Remember, it's a guaranteed amount. set an alarm on your phone, for the love of God, to be listening to Kira between 3 and 4 on Friday, and then have the phone in front of you. If that phone rings, you have 5 rings to answer. If you don't answer, we keep going, and eventually we'll find somebody. That 200 grand is going to go on Friday, whether you like it or not. It's either going to you or somebody else. Text RED to 57557. Best of luck, everybody. Best of luck.
Red FM Breakfast. With Now. There goes the